Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Yeah, Jeremiah. Y'all sent me a thing. I guess y'all have that access to my UCC code.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Can I start off with that 16-digit reservation code on there?
2511.
Mm-hmm.
1701-0014-9611.
9611. Cool. And the number you're calling me from, that 985 number, is that a good number to call you back just in case we get disconnected?
Yeah, this is the company number.
Company number, okay. And what's your first name?
Malcolm.
Malcolm. All right, Malcolm. Let me pull in your code here. Give me 1 second. So it looks like we have you, sent you a flyer, got you pre-approved. Looks 250. The business name is Warhorse Enterprise?
Yes.
Okay. And Malcolm, M-A-L-C-O-M, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Malcolm, can you verify the address on the account?
1104 Bird Avenue, Bogalusa, Louisiana, 70477.
Perfect. So why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for here, and I'll see if I can kind of point you in the right direction.
Well, I wasn't really, since y'all sent that to me, I'm looking to acquire some more equipment and add a freight liner to my operation.
Freight liner, okay.
Well, I already bought the truck. That's not the trucking problem. I just need to go ahead and give me some other capital to push myself out in operation and grant me the ability to acquire a little more tractor equipment.
Tractor equipment, okay. Have you thought about financing the tractor equipment, like through equipment financing, or are you looking for like
I've already bought a tractor. Tractor's paying for. I've already, when I say tractor, okay. I'm talking a farm tractor.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But because of the flood problems and stuff we got down here, I need a grappler because you need that as far as helping to clear areas, you know, the picking debris up, putting in dumpsters and things like that. So like I said, my 18-wheeler tractor is already purchased. I got a 4x4 tractor in the truck. It's already been purchased. So it's just that I'm going to add to what I already have.
Okay, so you're adding the how do you say that, the grappler?
Grappler. Yes, the grappler. Opens like a clamshell. It's like a clamshell. It opens and closes and grabs things, picks up things, and loads it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's grappler?
Grappler.
Grappler, all right. And do you already have a vendor picked out of where you want to get that from?
I went to Z Equipment today, talked to them. They run about $3,000 around there. Get that stuff out of that truck. That paperwork by Bush Hog Masters. Their equipment runs about $1,500.
Okay.
And like I said, a lot of things I already got. I just need to add to what I got to make me a more efficient operator.
Sure, that makes sense. So how much capital are you looking for in total here?
About $10,000-$15,000, no more. I don't like to waste, you know, just borrow a lot of money. That's
sure.
Not
smart. That makes sense. Okay. Let me ask you this. Are you 100% owner of the business, Malcolm?
Yes, I am.
All right. Awesome. And how long have you been in business for?
I started out in 2005.
Okay.
But I got kind of sidetracked between deployments. So I just got out of the military. But apparently, let me ask you a question. How did y'all type in by UCC code? Because I didn't know that y'all had the ability to do that.
Yeah, we had you hear that you did something with Colonial Pacific Leasing.
Okay.
So they're one of the lenders in our network here, and we were able to see it on your DMB credit profile as well.
Okay.
So that's how we kind of found you and tried to touch base with you that way. How long have you What'd you guys do in sales last year?
I myself personally, not the company, because I shut the company down to get certified, did about 70-some thousand.
Okay, but the company is no...
Now, the company this year, over the last 3 months, from my factoring company, we've been averaging between $10,000 to $12,000 a month in transportation. That's what, because Pavestone is my factoring agency. And they said we're averaging about 10 grand a month, 10, 5, somewhere around in there.
10K a month, okay. All right, great. So basically what we'll need is, I just need an application and some bank statements from you. What's a good email for me to send
I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to save you some trouble. All right, because I just changed banks, and that's a problem for a lot of companies, right? I'm not with Capital One anymore. I just changed to Resource Bank and Navy Federal Credit Union, because Navy Federal Credit Union offered me a deal when I went to conference in Washington, D.C. So my last three credit statements ain't gonna, bank statements ain't gonna show you what you're looking for. So, but I thank you for sending me this offer.
I mean, you're saying that you don't have any current bank statements right now? Is with the department?
I mean, but the ones I've got, last people that looked at them said, okay, we can't do anything for you. So because the bank account's closed. Okay, the bank accounts are closed.
Okay, but you opened up a new one though, right?
Yeah, but right. That's only been within the last 30 days.
Oh, it's only been in the last 30 days. Okay. Well, what about your personal credit? How's that?
I just think around 604. And how it got to be 604, I don't know. Because I just paid for my house, I paid it off, and I paid my duly off. So I don't know how it got down that low, but they said it is. So I don't worry about it.
604, okay. Well, Malcolm, I tell you what I can do. I can still stay in touch with you, and then once you get those bank statements, running and going for about 3 months, we can get you approved there.
No, don't do that for me. My thing is this: people can't help me when I really need help. Once I get to moving, I ain't gonna want you here. And that's not being funny. That's not being smart. That's how y'all do business, and this is how I do business. If you can help me when I need it, if you can help me when I want it, I ain't gonna need you when I move further down the road.
Okay. You don't have any other accounts or anything like that open where we could use those bank statements? Like another business account?
No, I had all my stuff at Capital One, and we had a falling out on some things that was no fault of my own, so that's over.
All right, Malcolm. Well, I'm sorry I couldn't do more for you.
Hey, that's okay. Handle your business, man.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.